many of us think that we have no connection to multiple sclerosis. And then, as you find out, if you would attend one of our events like Walk MS or something like that, you would find out that a few, if not many, of the people you know are affected in some way by MS. It's a sort of invisible disease where it's not always apparent that someone you know may be living with multiple sclerosis.
What is MS and how is it caused?
Well, we don't know what causes it, and there is no cure at this point, but what it is a chronic, often disabling disease of the central nervous system that basically can shut off the connection between the brain and the rest of the body. And that can cause symptoms as mild as tingling in the arms, up to symptoms as severe as paralysis or loss of vision.
And you mentioned there is no cure, but there is treatment. What is the long-term treatment and prognosis?
Well, 20 years ago, when someone was diagnosed with MS, they were basically told, eventually you're going to be in a wheelchair. Fortunately, over the last 20 years, the National MS Society has been behind a lot of new therapies that are now on the market, so that that's no longer the case that you're definitely going to be sentenced to a wheelchair. There are 10 therapies on the market. As of 3 years ago, those were all injections. Now there are 3 oral therapies as well, and there are many, many new therapies in the pipeline. The next 5 years, I think, is going to be a very exciting time for people like me who are trying to stop MS.
And you want to spread the word about the new treatments, and you've got some events coming up to raise awareness about MS. What do you have coming up?
Well, our biggest event, we like to think of it as sort of an MS family reunion. It's the rallying point, is Walk MS. And you being at WNKU, I do want to highlight that our Northern Kentucky Walk MS is this year at Northern Kentucky University on May 17th. But we have 11 different Walk MS events all over the community, Dayton, Cincinnati, Gallup Police, in Sydney, Ohio, 11 different events, and they are on 3 different dates.
And in addition, this doesn't end with MS Awareness Week. You've got an MS run at Yateman's Cove coming up in April. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's our inaugural run. It's the same day as our Walk MS Cincinnati event. At Yateman's Cove, it's a USATF sanctioned event, but it's for fun. It's a fun 5K, and we're looking to have a good time while raising money to help the nearly 6,000 people in this area who are living with MS.
You can find out how to get details about the National MS Society Ohio Valley chapter on our website at wnku.org under local news. Rich Wahlberg, thank you. Good luck with the run.
Thank you, Matt.